Welcome back to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden, on KALW 91.7 FM. A new documentary has been selling out theaters at Bay Area film festivals. It's called Wood Street, and the film chronicles events at the West Oakland encampment leading up to the city shutting it down. Hundreds of unhoused people lived in Wood Street over the decade of its existence, making it one of the largest homeless encampments in Northern California. The documentary humanizes the residents by showing Wood Street as more than an encampment, but a community. And here's a clip from the movie trailer.
You can't evict 1,000 people and only have 100 shelter beds for them to go. And then the following week, go back and evict them again with no place for them to go and continue on doing this.
Who has the power here on this site right now? Who's telling everybody what to do? Can I talk to that person? Huh?
Where's the water?
Wood Street will be screening at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland on Wednesday, July 15th. And joining me is John Janosco. He was one of the key organizers of Wood Street Residents and very, very vocal against the eviction of the encampment. And Karen Creighton is a documentarian and award-winning journalist. And she's back on the Sights and Sounds Show. I interviewed her several weeks ago. So I'm so happy you all are here. Welcome, Karen and John.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So before we even just dive into this interview, I just want to share some data that according to the Alameda County Housing and Health Department, there are about 4,416 people unhoused in Oakland and Piedmont. Now, this is down nearly 20% from 2 years ago. Karen, this was is such a powerful film. I learned so much from this film. What led to you even doing this story?
Yeah, I was working as a journalist, mostly doing podcasts for the San Francisco Chronicle back in 2021 and 2022. And I, you know, reported a few stories on Wood Street from a couple different angles. And in the summer of 2022, when they got their eviction notices from the state of California, I saw the community basically, you know, hiring lawyers and taking the state to court under the highway overpass, like on Zoom meetings. And I was just so, you know, I thought it was so powerful. And so at that time, I, you know, decided to quit my job there and buy a nicer camera and, you know, kind of just kept following them from there.
John, you lived in Wood Street for 10 years, and the film is mostly told through your experience and another organizer, Lamonte Ford, and you ran a resource center on the ground. There's a scene where y'all were eating gumbo. Somebody was cooking a pot of gumbo. The vegetables and the fruit that you all had there, and you had supplies, you had a shower. This is not the Wood Street that we saw in the news. How would you describe this community and why was it worth fighting for?
Oh my God, it was beautiful. Describing this community, I would just call it very loving, inviting. You know, we never turned anybody away. I'd like to say this to sort of like paint a little picture. We lived at a specific time in history because of COVID. We had a unique opportunity to be able to have time to be able to like grow our community. You know, we were there honestly on Wood Street, a lot of people up to 10 years at the particular lot when we're talking about the Wood Street Commons, we were on that parcel of land for 3 years, but overall we were all in that same space sharing that you know, quarter mile area together for, you know, 0 to 8 years, 10 years. And it gave us time to like really start organizing and getting to know each other and be able to mesh with one another. It was a time where it was possible for us to do what we did. Nowadays, people are getting evicted, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, every month. So it's a lot different than it was back then. And I think that's one of the big, I think that's something that people don't realize right now is that we had time to do what we did, and now people don't get that opportunity to be able to organize and build on their community and experiment and try things out, you know.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I might have been wrong, so correct my language. So did this, okay, because the there was a Supreme Court ruling that basically criminalized homelessness. And then there was some stuff with the state and the city. So, because I know I said the city evicted you all. Is it the state? Is it the city? What's the right language to use?
Yeah, it's a little, I was just going to say it's a little confusing. It started with the state of California, Caltrans. Part of the encampment was on Caltrans land,
right.
Because it was a really large encampment that spanned, you know, maybe a mile, maybe a little less, but covered a bunch of different pieces of land, some railroad land, state of California, the city of Oakland. So the Wood Street Commons, where John lived and where the most of the film is focused, was on the city land. So it started with an eviction by Caltrans, the state of California, and ended with this an eviction by the city of Oakland, or the city of Oakland. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Now, John, I'm a journalist like Karen. And one thing I would not let somebody do is follow me around with a camera. but you did. So what was it like? Like, you know, you had to trust Karen. So what made you trust her to, especially too, because Wood Street was so controversial and such a sensitive topic. Why did you trust her to tell your story? And what was it like to have that camera?
Karen was, she was around, you know, for a little while doing small little interviews and reporting back to the San Francisco Chronicle and stuff. And so she was a sort of a familiar face. I don't know, when Karen came back and sort of just told us that she had quit her job and was going to follow us around and do a documentary, we're like, sort of like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, didn't really, you know, really understand what that really meant, but what I can remember is that it was an opportunity I felt to be able to get our story out, mm-hmm. because, you know, like the news show, they always show just the trash and, you know, all the plight and just the negative part of our existence. And this was an opportunity I felt like for people to see the inside story of us, you know, to for us to be able to like change that narrative of what people thought about us and to show people like the stuff that we did every day. And I always say this, like, it was just normal stuff that everybody does every day to survive. It doesn't matter if you're housed or unhoused, but I just felt it was a good opportunity. And I don't, it was an opportunity for us to like, just change the narrative and get our story out there. So it was yeah.
Yeah. Cause you were like, it was so real. I mean, it's a documentary, but the emotions were raw and then too, the emotions too were sweet. I mean, it was just, you just saw so much, just of people's experiences and how people related to each other. What was it like for you, Karen, someone who is housed, going into a community of people who are unhoused? What was that like for you?
That's a good question. I mean, I think what really drew me in was like, I mean, one, there were already so many housed advocates at Wood Street. That's also one thing that makes it unique. Like so many people went there to volunteer. Wood Street threw parties inviting housed neighbors to come. Like Wood Street was like very, I mean, despite all of the negative talk about it, Wood Street folks were very inviting to their neighbors. And I took advantage of that and used that as an opportunity to meet people. And so I was like, oh, this is like a cool community and they're doing things themselves and building it from the ground up. I mean, I think, I don't like, yeah, it wasn't particularly scary to me. It wasn't particularly like, it just felt normal and like a good, I don't know. It felt like I was where I was supposed to be. Yeah.
And you've made friends with folks from there, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, I learned so much from this documentary. So Wood Street grew in part because, so the police initially were telling unhoused people to go there. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'll just say a good 15 years ago, mm-hmm. The city of Oakland administration, I guess, directed the Oakland Police Department to start directing unhoused people to go down to Wood Street to this, you know, unincorporated area where there's nothing really out there except for the train tracks and, you know, a field on the side of the freeway. And so there was this like over a 3-year span, there was like this great migration of unhoused people that just came down there and just set up shop down there. And honestly, we weren't really, we were left alone. We weren't bothered, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea when I saw this. So I was like, oh, they were telling people to go there. And I imagine that led to the growth of it. And you said this started 15 years ago. So how old is Wood Street then? What, 15, 20 years or what?
You mean the community of Wood Street out there?
Yeah, or just like as that campus started to grow.
I would say a solid good 10 years for the record is Wood Street's existence.
Okay.
People trickled down there, and it wasn't a lot, and it was more scattered. When we all started concentrating, we were all sort of in this quarter mile stretch of Wood Street. And then later on, people started moving to the back onto the Caltrans land under the freeway. And so it was like 220 yards thick and about a quarter mile length from one end to the next end, and then
Okay.
around the surrounding neighborhoods and stuff. I mean, it was really it was a real community. That's what people didn't really realize. You know, you have all these people in one space, and what do you expect them to do? You know what I mean? So they formed communities. I mean, we had little sub areas. You know, there was Cob on Wood in the back. There was a Wood Street Commons, and there was like we call it the Target area up north and stuff. So there's like different neighborhoods with, you know, different vibes going on and stuff.
Yeah. So, and your house, John, do you miss it?
Yes, I do. I miss that community. I miss being able to like, you know, go out my little front door of my trailer. And even if I didn't really want to speak to anybody, I could always go out, you know, go to the bathroom and just sort of see people outside. I mean, our fire pit was going 24 hours a day. So you could go out 3 o'clock in the morning, there's fire pit going, people around the fire pit. Our community had a bunch of different living rooms and spaces where people could crash out. We had our community kitchen, so people could come 24 hours a day. And, you know, if they needed groceries to go back to where they were living, or they could check and see what, you know, what we might have cooked that day, what was donated and stuff. You know, we had a clothing closet there so people can get fresh clothes. We even had a
Right.
solar shower at one time at the front area. You know, so it was, I miss that a lot, though. I can't do that now. I can't just walk out at 3 o'clock in the morning and go bang on somebody's door and be like, hey,
No,
they're,
you
you
can't
know,
do
next door.
that now. Yeah. No, you can't do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different too, 'cause like you're living somewhere, you know, maybe everybody doesn't know you and you know and that things of that nature. But so okay, so the plan, I understand. For the when the city shut it down, was that the city was going to move people to a nearby lot and with tiny houses. And I've been in a tiny house that they are tiny. And you all, John, you all objected to that. So what did, now I know some folks were thinking, y'all don't have a home, quote unquote home, however you want to find home. So why didn't y'all just go with what the city wanted? I know that came up in the documentary. What did you guys want? What did you want the city to do?
We want to be able to stay at that lot and continue on growing and continue on evolving and continue on building and supporting each other and supporting the rest of the unhoused community in West Oakland, you know, and for that matter, wherever they were at. But we want to really stay at that lot and show them like how organized we really were if they just give us you know, opportunity and stop pushing on us like they did. Yeah, we want to stay there. But when, you know, that opportunity came, you can see in the movie, like I moved into the cabins and I wanted others to go to the cabins. And it wasn't because I thought the cabins were great or anything like that. I was trying to find a way to keep our community together because after getting evicted, people are going to scatter. They're going to be, you know, loose everywhere. And they're not just not going to have that resource of having the community in one space where you can rely on them. You can, you know, lean on them when you need support and stuff. And at that time, the only real way that I saw being able to keep the community together was just like, let's all move there, continue on doing the work that we're doing, you know, in this one space together.
Okay. One of the most powerful scenes in the film takes place at a community meeting. And, you know, there were issues at Wood Street, just like any community, right? So I know there was allegations of theft, there were fires. And so there was a meeting with the Oakland Fire, the Oakland Fire Police Chief and Wood Street residents and people who are housed living in the surrounding neighborhoods. And in this clip, we see a woman alleging someone from Wood Street breaking into an empty house next to her and setting on fire or causing a fire. And she and Wood Street organizer Lamonte Ford got into a very heated argument. And that ends in an emotional embrace. This was such a powerful scene. It was many powerful scenes in the film, but this one really was really, really powerful too. So let's listen to that clip.
When that house was vacant, one of your buddies from Wood Street stole some property.
Excuse me, I don't think you know that that's the
No,
truth.
it is.
How do
We
you
have it
know
on
that?
tape. We have it on tape.
Show me the video.
Oh,
That's not us. You don't have anything that I want.
You want us to help you. You gotta help us.
Do you know that we do help you? I go around, if I see somebody touching your house or your property.
You haven't done it.
I do it. I do it every day. I just did it for the condos over there. I got in trouble for doing it.
I don't want to fight with you.
I don't want to fight either. I just want, I'm passionate too.
Baby, stop.
He's not us.
Stop, okay? But it is one of you. Okay, I'm not saying it's you.
You're pushing us to where?
No,
where we gonna go? How we gonna live?
We're trying to help y'all.
You guys are killing us.
Oh man, they're killing us too.
Ooh, that scene gives me chills. That's from the documentary Wood Street. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Karen Creighton. She's an award-winning journalist and the filmmaker behind the documentary Wood Street. The film is about the community and resistance of residents who were evicted from the West Oakland unhoused encampment. And John Janosko was one of the key organizers of Wood Street. He's featured in the documentary. See, I'm stumbling because it was, that moved me. That scene moved me. He's featured in the documentary. And Karen, whoo, that clip shows how complex that issue is in a really interesting way. Why did you include that scene? I almost cried when I watched that.
Yeah, I'll say honestly, when I edited that scene, I don't think I really understood all of the nuances within it. I think it took me to have other people watching it and reflecting back to me to really dig into that. When I cut the scene, I knew it was very powerful. I knew there was something there. Mm-hmm. And it was actually one of the first scenes that I edited of the film. And it really kind of remained almost the same the whole time. I was there that day with Monte filming, and it was just such a very intense and powerful day, a West Oakland community meeting with all of these different emotions and opinions. And it just felt really emblematic of how the homelessness issue is discussed in Oakland, and how housing is discussed in Oakland. And that really, that scene really pinned it down for me.
Yeah. John, what was your reaction to that scene? Or what are your thoughts?
It just brings back memories of just like, you know, what we had to go through, what we went through. Very emotional, because I'm starting to get emotional too with that, because that was a really intense scene. You know, I wasn't actually there that day when that happened, but seeing it on the screen, and just knowing, like, you know, how that young lady feels because of what she thinks. And then, like, you know, my brother Monty and how he feels. And we're trying to change that narrative and stuff. It just brings back it's just very emotional for me, honestly.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, it is. It is intense. And it kind of goes back. You know, people keep having this question, like, what do we do? Like, how do we fix this? And I felt that's kind of what that scene reflected. So, Karen, what has been the reaction from Wood Street residents to this film?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most folks are pretty happy. I mean, you can't please everybody, but I think for me, it's been really validating to see that a lot of folks are happy to see their story reflected in a way that validates them, and happy to have their voices uplifted. And you know, my goal is just to get as many people as possible to see the film, and hopefully to have Wood Street folks there for at least all of our local screenings to help, you know, share the rest of the story. Like, the film is, you know, it's one little lens into the Wood Street story. I think one thing I constantly hear from Wood Street residents is that it's not the whole story, because the whole story is huge.
Right.
And so I think having Wood Street folks there to tell the rest of it is always really important.
And I just want to say that this is your debut documentary. This is you're selling out theaters. We have about a minute and a half left. So John, some of y'all from Wood Street started a nonprofit called Wood Street Commons. Tell us about the nonprofit, and does it still carry the spirit of the Wood Street community?
Oh, it sure does. So like, when we got evicted, we wanted to continue on doing what we're doing for our community. And so it was like, we're just going to make this mobile. So we went and got ourselves a community van. And so now we'll plan out for like 3 Sundays in a row. We go to a different encampment in Oakland. We barbecue. We bring hot food. We bring groceries from the grocery shopping, from donations that we get. We give Monty gives free haircuts. We bring harm reduction supplies. We play music. We're starting to play bingo now at the encampments with the residents and giving them cash prizes. It's amazing. So we're able to continue on building our community, staying in touch with everybody, you know, helping guide people, create new leadership, you know, just uplifting. But main thing is just being with our people. You know what I mean? Like we didn't want to like just disappear. And those are who the people that we went through so much with. And we know what they're fighting out there and stuff. So and we know how hard it is. So we just want to continue on doing the work that we're doing. And it's amazing, honestly. We have so much fun out there with people. It's amazing.
Well, thank you both for this film. I really encourage people to watch it. I learned so much. And like I said, John, I know that's not easy to have somebody follow you with the camera. And Karen, I know too that, you know, that work, that's emotional work, because it was some really heartbreaking scenes, especially when you see the eviction. But it gives hope too, as well, too. So thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Janae.
Karen Creighton is an award-winning journalist and documentarian. John Janosco is an organizer associated with the Wood Street Commons in Oakland. Definitely go see the film Wood Street at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland on Wednesday, July 15th. Very powerful. Coming up, the movie Fairyland is based on a true story set in San Francisco, and I chat with the filmmaker who's also from the Bay. Stay with us.